Salamander people are special people. When it rains hard at night, they rush to a dark stretch of the Natchez Trace Parkway in Mississippi and start scooping salamanders into containers. Then they help them cross the road. Most rainy nights during the late winter and early spring, dozens, sometimes even hundreds, of salamanders, generally 8 to 23 centimeters long, try to get from their burrows on one side of the road to seasonal ponds on the other side to mate. These nocturnal animals need moisture to travel and spend most of their days safely tucked in their forest habitat. The salamanders, some of which can live up to 30 years, reproduce only once a year. The compulsion to get across that road is unyielding. Unfortunately, so is the traffic. So a handful of volunteers have made it their personal mission to help cajole the slimy-skinned amphibians across the wet pavement. On a recent Tuesday night, the Bucket Brigade helped at least 120 salamanders make it. But field notes reflected a grim reality. 20 were found dead. Volunteers know that not everyone cares about salamanders as deeply as they do. It's hard to generate a lot of interest in preventing salamanders from becoming roadkill, though some have been declared endangered. The highway department recently installed two lights that flash when it is dark and rainy, notifying drivers to slow down to 50 kilometers per hour from 80 kilometers per hour. A ticket for breaking that speed limit costs $80 to $500. The dream of the volunteers is that the National Park Service would shut down a 3-kilometer stretch of highway during salamander mating season.